Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Arnold is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a good friend of mine and yours, too, even if you didn't know it. She's a good friend of yours. She's the author of a number of books, including Email Basics, and Team Energizers. And as I told you, she's our team-building expert in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's nice to be here. It's been a while.
We've missed you. Where have you been?
You know, I've been doing a lot of international traveling lately. So
really?
I've been kind of very busy, so it's nice to be back here.
So you've been to Delaware, huh? That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Where have you been?
I've been doing some work in Canada, and I'm off to Dubai this next month.
Dubai?
I hear it's going to be very, very warm there.
I have been to Dubai.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Ooh.
Dubai, as you may not know, we'll give you a little geography here, is Dubai is part of the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Mm-hmm. Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah, and just a group of little principalities down there on the Arabian Gulf, as the Arabs like to call it, or if you're talking to the Iranians, it's the Persian Gulf, and it's really close to the Straits of Hormuz. Mm-hmm.
So you've got your geography lesson.
I've been there, and be sure to order the kebabs, the best in the world in Dubai.
Any other tips for me?
Well, just behave yourself.
Uh-oh. Okay.
They're not as tough as, say, Central, if you're in the middle of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
But just behave yourself. Don't try to smuggle any liquor in down there.
No,
leave your drugs at home. They don't like that. But I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. It's a booming place.
It is.
The economy is just scorching right now.
I was there 20 years ago, and it wasn't so booming.
Well, it's changed a lot since.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen pictures of the big ski slope that they have in the middle of the desert?
I heard about that.
Oh, it's incredible.
And that's something we'll have to give
us. I'll send you the picture.
When you come back, you'll have to give us a report on what happened.
Okay, we'll do.
So what do you got on your mind today?
Well, you know, we've been talking over the past couple of years, Jim, about team building your teams within your company.
Right.
But I was thinking for our business owners, there's also a peer-based teaming where you're working with other business owners or you're working with other executives trying to learn from each other. And most of us are familiar with, like, our Chamber of Commerce or anecdotal groups where we come together. But
like a civic club or something like that?
Yeah. But what
I'm a Rotarian. I'm a member of a Rotary Club.
There you go. Rotary, Kiwanis, those kinds of things. And they're great for coming together. It's more of a social aspect versus a team, help me grow my business, help me solve problems and learn from each other. So what I thought I'd do is take the next couple of moments to talk about how we build peer-to-peer mastermind groups, not networking groups, but mastermind groups.
Now, are you talking about for the owners or for the employees of the business?
Well, it can be at any kind of level, but most of our listeners are either business owners or business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have a very specific mastermind group. Like many business owners are familiar with Tech or Vistage. I think
right.
Tech has changed their
name.
Tech
is now Vistage, that's right.
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 There's the Chief Executive Network, which I think their business model is an excellent business model.
The Alternative Board, Tab Boards, is another one.
There's a YPO,
right.
Young President's Organization.
Mm-hmm. YWO. Young Women's Organization. YWP, what is it called? What's that? There's a ladies. There's one for the ladies. I'm trying to. And Marcia Firestone would be so unhappy with me if she knew I couldn't think of the name of that.
We just better not tell her.
I'll come up with it. But your point is well taken. And the ones we're naming, though, are the sort of the national franchise type ones. But there are local ones, aren't
there? Absolutely.
I was many years ago, decades ago, I was a member of a small group like that. Back in the 70s, it was just a local little ad hoc group that got together every Monday morning.
Right. And you'll find sometimes that some consultants, business consultants, will put that process together. They might charge a fee to cover their time, but they'll help facilitate that conversation. They'll put the group of people together. They'll do all the logistical details. But it's basically a group that comes together for very specific purposes. Like your civic groups are more about networking and social stuff. YPO is a lot of networking things. Tech is, and chief executive network, those are more.
And the tab boards.
And the tab boards are more content oriented. They're more
business
about
business, where you actually lay your financial statements out on the table, and the other guys will help you out.
Right. So it's more like an advisory board, a peer based
right.
Help on your business, which is really, really valuable. The issue, though, and this is why I thought I'd bring it up, is that if you're going to do something like that, and I highly recommend it, because, you know, where else can a business owner go? I mean, you can't go to your employees. You know, you could probably look at your significant other or your spouse, but they don't work in your business.
Some of them do, but you still can't always go there.
Right.
And by the way, my crack research team has reminded me that that's WPO, Women Presidents Organization.
There you go.
That's the other one.
Thank you for that. Hopefully,
I've redeemed myself. But the point is excellent one, Christian, because one of the things small business owners have a tendency to do is to hold up in a cave.
They
stay inside their four walls. They think they're the only person on the planet who doesn't know the answer to this question, and they don't want to talk to anybody else. They want to ask anybody else because they're afraid that somebody will find out they don't know.
Right.
If they were part of a peer group like you're talking about, where these kinds of things are discussed, where this kind of professional development is being discussed, and somebody just before you asked a different question that you thought they should have known, but they didn't, and they asked the group. And when you've got that kind of an environment where everybody is trying to help everybody else, and confidentiality is the coin of the realm. Right, Christian?
It's pretty powerful.
You got to have the confidentiality. This is very strong. When we come back, we're going to get Christian to help us flesh this out a little bit more. We're talking about peer groups among CEOs. If you're a small business owner of any size, you're a CEO. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Christian Arnold is our guest. Little Jimi Hendrix for you there. You just can't go through your day without just a little bit of Jimmy. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. And I know Christian Arnold agrees with me, don't you, Christian?
No, Karen does.
Karen is that other one. Now, this is the pretty one, Christian Arnold. And Christian, I know you agree with me. Got to have a little Jimmy in your life, don't you?
You know, I love Jimi Hendrix.
Hey, we're talking about, by the way, before we go any further, give us your website, please.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Extraordinaryteam.com. Can they find your books there?
They can find my books, and they can find all kinds of free articles and things about teamwork.
And how to contact you about working with them on their team building.
Right? Go to my website.
Yeah, check it out.
And there's a contact form.
Yeah. ExtraordinaryTeam.com. And my websites, folks, are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, where you can find my newsletter, my blog, thousands of archives of past interviews on every topic known to man or woman, and also articles in the same category. And don't forget our new knowledge base, the brand-new website, AskJim.biz, Small Business Answers Now. And we got Christian Arnold with us right now. Christian, we're talking about using some of the peer groups, mastermind, goal mines. There's one group I know of called Goal Mines.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own.
Create your own name. I mean, some people call them success alliances or inner circles, but the term just here's the Cliff Clavin factoid for the day. The term mastermind group was coined by Napoleon Hill in his book Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
And so he suggested that business owners come together to exchange ideas. And I just want to share this great quote. It says, "No form of human exchange is more profitable than the exchange of ideas. If I give you a thought in return for one of your thoughts, each of us will have gained 100% dividend." So it's not just about you coming saying, "I want to get my answers solved." Mm-hmm. It's about you coming to help others solve their problems. And what's really, really cool about this is sometimes when you're helping somebody else solve their problem, you go, "Oh my gosh, that either is my current problem or that could be a problem." And we're talking about steps that we need to take to make that not happen.
Exactly.
And isn't that just the coolest thing?
It is. And this whole thing, this whole idea that we're talking about, is about recognizing that you're not the only person who has questions that need answering.
Right.
Everybody around you. Drive down the street and look at any business, and everybody has a question that needs to be answered. They don't know the answer for it. The difference between your business, my business, Kristen, and the person listening's their small business, the difference is we don't have a staff of VPs. We don't have MBA consultants on our beck and call like some of the big companies do. And so we just don't have that background.
But this is a way of tapping into that expertise.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really important, Jim, that you pick good people to be in your mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's so important, and you decide, do you want people who you're friendly with, that's probably more of a social mastermind group, or do you want people who are in your industry, who are regionally close to you, or do you want just small business owners?
I know some industry groups like that, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. I know some people who belong, in addition to other groups, they belong to an industry group, and once a quarter or so, maybe twice a year, they travel to a location and meet with a half a dozen or a dozen of their peers across the country, whereas maybe they'd be competitors if they were in the same area, but because they're have distance between them, they actually aren't, and they get together, they talk about the industry, they talk about the long term, short term, mid term stuff, and where the company, the industry's going.
Yeah.
And but here's the one thing, and this I can't say this enough, Kristen, you gotta have. You have to have the belief that everything you're saying will absolutely stay inside that room.
Absolutely. Confidentiality is important. So you've got to have some ability to trust those people in the room. Mm-hmm, and that's why the non-competitive issue is important. And one of the ways people get around non-competes is that they just have people from different industries, which is kind of fun and colorful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Some of your industry associations actually sponsor mastermind groups. Mm-hmm. If you don't, we've already done a list of folks that do mastermind groups from a national level.
Right.
It's about making sure that you're connected with a group of people that you're going to be able to trust and that you have something in common, that you're going to respect their opinions that they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's step one, Jim. Step two is that you have a format that you like. Okay, so the format could be teleconferences where you don't even have to meet eyeball to eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wild about that one, quite frankly, because I think we build that trust build that bond and connectivity face-to-face.
Yeah.
So face-to-face is a nice format. So you have to kind of figure out what kind of format you want and then what you want that time to look like.
30 seconds.
Pardon me?
I've got 30 seconds.
Okay. So you've got format, whether you want roundtable discussions where you're all talking together or advice specifically to one person or, you create it.
If you've never been in a mastermind group, Kristen, I recommend you get in one that's already structured before you try to develop your own. What do you think about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Give us your website again, Kristen.
It's www.extraordinaryteam.com. And if anybody has any questions about mastermind, just shoot me off an email.
Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, she's the best. Thanks, Kristen. See you next
time. Thanks, Jim. Okay, talk to you later.
Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.